Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. I'm so glad you're able to join me today as we continue on in a message I've entitled Stress, a Spiritual Opportunity. And as we brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we were looking at the stress that can be caused by the things that we say. We can discourage or we can encourage. We can burden or we can boost someone up. We can agitate a situation or affirm what is right. We can tear down or build up with words. The tongue can hurt or it can heal. It can be used to gossip or to mediate grace. We've all been victims of words, haven't we? You probably can remember some words, maybe hurtful words that were spoken even as a child. After all this time, you can still remember them. But also, if we're honest, haven't we also victimized others with our words? Jesus was very clear about the interrelationship between what we say and what we think or feel. He put the responsibility not on the tongue as an independent member of the body, but as a reliable instrument of the mind. So, how can we harness the world of iniquity that is in the tongue that James describes, that no man can tame it? Well, that's true. No man can tame it, but the Holy Spirit can. What's the answer? Well, we find that in verse 17 in chapter 3. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness, verse 18, is sown in peace of them that make peace. So, what's the answer? How can the tongue be tamed? The meekness of wisdom is God's answer. No one can convert the heart of man except the Lord. And if we allow Him to do that, then what we say will be what He wants us to say. It will be full of mercy, full of good fruits. Our tongues can be instruments for expressing forgiveness, acceptance, assurance, and affirmation. And that will relieve the distress in others and help them and enable them to be all that the Lord intended them to be. They will be encouraged. We all need to be picked up at times. There's times just the things we go through, we lose sight. We're just beaten down by the battles or the trials. And just a kind word, just sharing a scripture, sharing or praying for someone, it can do so much to lift a person who is discouraged. And so realize, beloved, in fact, I want to stop right here because if you have a need in this area, if you have a problem with speaking first and then regretting perhaps what you've said, if anger and impatience are flaring up, Father, Lord, I pray for those who are having a problem in this area. This is something, Lord, all of us to one degree or another have a problem. We've all said words that will hurt. We've been the recipient of hateful and hurtful things in our lives. And so, Father, we ask, Lord, that we would have the strength through the power of the Holy Spirit. We desire and seek that wisdom which is from above, which is peaceable and full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. Father, right now I come against the work of the enemy that the enemy that would cause them to respond in a carnal way. All of us, Lord and Father, I pray for the standard of the Holy Spirit to cause a willful choice to respond according to the Word of God, lovingly, with wisdom. A gentle answer, Lord, you said in your Word, turns away wrath. And so, Father, we thank you now for that kind of ability to harness that world of iniquity, which is the tongue, and that it will be an instrument of blessing you and blessing others. We thank you for it. All right, let's move on now to a fifth area that we can experience stress, and that is the stress of combated competition. Let me turn to Galatians, the fifth chapter, and I want to read verse 16. This I say, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. And then he goes on, verse 19, to describe what those are. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest. In other words, they're very evident. Which are these? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I told you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, there's a word in there in that 20th chapter, emulations. Do you know what that word means? That word emulation means ambitious or envious rivalry, to strive to equal or excel. And isn't that just so much a part of this culture in which we live? Speaking of the world, and sometimes carnality slips in, and it happens in the church as well. Ambitious or envious rivalry, to strive to equal or to excel. And people do that in the business world. It's dog-eat-dog. It's climbing over everyone else to get up the ladder, to excel, and to be promoted, to be noticed, to have attention, the things that would gratify our soul nature. This is the nature of combative competition. A more accurate word for it, if you really look closely, it's in practical terms, envy. It's desiring what others have, or a desire to achieve, to be prominent, to be noticed. And where does this all come from, beloved? It comes from a lack of self-esteem. We become agitated by the accomplishments of others. Stress surges within us when we want to beat others rather than simply to do our best, which is God's plan in His kingdom. Now, if you want to compete, to some measure you can do that if you're doing it against yourself. If you want to be better or do better than you've done in the past, that's not a bad thing. It's not bad if it prompts us to pull out all the stops to our faith and live at our full potential. The Holy Spirit is just yearning over you, beloved. You can do it. I can help you. I can give you the grace. I can give you the strength. But we draw back and we feel, all we look at, and of course the devil amplifies that, is our failings, our lack of strength, our weaknesses, our inabilities, our inadequacies. Beloved, whatever God asks you to do, He will give you the grace and the ability to accomplish it. It may not be like Sister So-and-so or Brother So-and-so, but it doesn't make any difference, because you bring a unique expression to whatever it is He wants you to do. Beloved, in heaven there's no competition. Everyone just enjoys and loves and appreciates the uniqueness of what each individual brings, and so it should be in the body of Christ. But when we, in a sense, are envious, or we feel so inadequate because we see someone else excelling, it'll eat away at us, and we begin to take our readings from other people rather than affirming ourselves as special and unique individuals that Jesus created us to be. Look at James 4 and 1. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? Think about that. This is what James is saying. He said, where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desire for pleasure, that war in your members? Members, that means component or parts of our character. Our lives are not matched by the performance of the things that we accomplish. Our goals, the things that we desire, sometimes we fall so far short, and we grieve, we're upset. Pleasure, beloved, just doesn't mean sensual or material lust. It's also the driving desire of our egos for recognition and success. The focus of James' concern is what envious competition does to our relationships with others. And beloved, if this is an area in your life where you're experiencing stress, you're running a race that's already been won at Calvary. The error is that we take our readings from others rather than from Christ and his victory for all of us. The result is that we become silent antagonists of each other rather than enthusiastic members of each other's cheering section. James is describing that we lust for what we do not have. We covet the opportunities and skills of others which seem to exceed our own. What's the cause of this? Beloved, it's a lack of self-esteem. What do? We ask the Lord for help. In fact, in this few moments that remain, Father, in Jesus' name, those that are going through this, Father, I just bind that sense of inadequacy and help them to see, Lord, who they truly are in you, unique and beloved and full of giftings and talents that are unique to them. Father, I release your peace. I speak deliverance from that emulation, that combative spirit of competition, and I release your peace right now in the wonderful and mighty name of Jesus. We're asking for your help, Lord. I know you'll grant it in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise God. Well, there's so much more to share. I pray that you can join me tomorrow at the same time. And beloved, if you have prayer needs in this area, there is power in agreeing prayer. That's one of the spiritual disciplines that have been given to us in the Word. Remember what I was just sharing? Don't just be hearers, be doers of the Word. If you have a prayer partner, wonderful. But you may not have a partner in prayer, someone that can stand in the gap for you. This ministry's been raised up to do that since 1965. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. Pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.